Blog Talk Radio.
Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Welcome, everyone, to Journey into Oneness. Before we begin, take a few moments just to focus on your breath and let the upcoming music of the flute guide you to a peaceful state of harmony with all that is. Thank you, Chuck Pavey, for that beautiful, beautiful introduction to the show. And welcome, everyone. I am your host, Darlene Soa, and hope that during the next hour you'll discover new insights that will open your heart, lift up your soul, and give you renewed hope as you travel along this multi-transformational journey called life. Today we are lucky to have Christina Pavey with us. Christina will share her experiences in the healing arts and give us a variety of tools that we can implement immediately to help us along this evolutionary path. At the end of the show, we'll also spotlight a nonprofit in the local area, and this show, it's the Urban League of Detroit. But before we begin, first I'd like to tell you a little story, with a huge, huge meaning. This is a story about a king, a very, very benevolent king who lived a long, long time ago in a far and distant land. His was a peaceful kingdom where everyone lived in harmony with nature and took great delight in the animals and birds that lived around them. One day the king was especially pleased to receive two beautiful falcons as a gift. The birds were placed on a low branch of a huge tree that grew right outside his castle, and he so loved to watch birds fly. But for some reason, only one of the falcons would fly. The other one was perched solidly on a tree branch and would not move a feather. The king was dismayed and called on everyone in his court to try and teach the bird to fly, promising them a very handsome reward for their success. But no one was successful. Neither was anyone in the surrounding village. The only person who didn't try was an old farmer who lived out in the fields. So the king summoned the farmer to his castle, shared with him his dilemma, and instructed the farmer to see what he could do to teach the bird to fly. Minutes later, the king was overwhelmed with joy to see both falcons flying majestically over the high towers of the castle. He immediately asked his guards to bring the farmer before him so he could thank him and reward him generously and hopefully find out what the secret was that made the falcons fly. Did the farmer have a special power or use a special potion? The king wanted to know. So when the farmer appeared and he asked what the secret was, the farmer just sheepishly said, "There's no secret. To make the falcon fly, I simply cut the branch that it rested upon." He simply cut the branch. And so it is, I think, with us a lot of the times. We often don't discover our true gifts or our extraordinary abilities until the ground we are standing on crumbles, until something forces us to reach deep inside, to unearth our courage and strength, to get new insight and determination, passion and persistence that we never knew we had, and also to discover a new way of being in the world. We've really felt separated from not only the world, but ourselves. But now we're starting to remember our true identity and to wake up, to live at one with nature, to flow with the rhythms of the universe, and to discover what it means to be a powerful multidimensional being. And our guest today is helping us do just that. Christina Pavey spent 13 years as a tour guide in her home country of Portugal before she decided to dedicate her life to the healing arts. She first studied traditional Chinese medicine in 1996. That was followed by Reiki, where at a Reiki retreat she met the love of her life, Chuck Pavey, and then moved to the USA, concluding her Reiki training with the final degree as a master and teacher. She then studied reflexology at the Center for the Healing Arts, and after that took an intensive training in sacred sound healing with world-renowned Jonathan Goldman. What a phenomenal journey so far. Welcome, Christina.
Hello, Darlene. It's such a pleasure to be at your radio show, and I'm honored to be invited to your show. And I can't wait to share with you and everybody who may be listening live or later on if this show will be recorded and possibly then for other people who couldn't listen today to listen later. And yes, and thank you. I'm here with Chuck, my husband. He played the beautiful flute. And can he say a few words about the flute he played?
Sure.
Hello, all. I'm Chuck Pavey. Magic Wind Flutes is my flute company. And this was a low E that I played for you, and it has a tone that is conducive to the deep state that you were seeking. I give you back to Christina.
I'm
wow,
here.
That was great. So, Chuck is really a phenomenal, not only a flute player, but makes phenomenal flutes as well. So we are very glad to have him at the beginning of the show set the tone for it. We truly appreciated that. So tell me, Christina, what a switch from being a tour guide to the healing arts. What made you embrace the healing arts?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that the experience I had during all those 13 years was fantastic. I have to say that I met so many people and many cultures, French, Italian, and English. And I was just in the midst of all this, I was working and at the same time having fun because I met all sorts of people from all sorts of backgrounds, all ages, and mainly elderly people. I happened to go to two sanctuaries, one in Fatima in Portugal and the other Santiago of Compostela. So pilgrims, you know, I did lots of pilgrims. And so I started at that time in my life to perceive that I was very patient. Very patient, I would talk. Of course, that was my job, right? And to illustrate, the roads and the monuments and the churches and so forth. But also to listen. I listened to so many people who wanted to be heard. And I was of service back then, you know, in a different environment. And I was... And always in my life, I had a passion for Oriental cultures, for Eastern cultures, and Chinese, well, you can ask me why Chinese, maybe something to do with past lifetimes, which I so much resonate, and that we all bring some way or another, you know, within us. And so I embrace Chinese medicine because of mostly the energy, the Qigong and Tai Chi and needles, you know, and such mystery. It's just an old culture, over 5,000 years, you know, just practicing acupuncture with such great results. And so I initiated to have that love and passion to serve, continue to serve people, but in this other environment, the healing arts. And so I did. I enrolled, and actually in Lisbon, it was the pilot course because it was the first school to be open as in traditional Chinese medicine. I never licensed, but I have that background. Because, you know, like in life, there are certain calls, and I came to the United States when I met Chuck at the Reiki retreat by William Rand. And so anyways, it is within me, that knowledge, even though I don't, but it's certainly as a jump start, you know, to other modalities. And Reiki came along. I was in my first year of Chinese medicine, and the cost to embrace Reiki was like, I need to help my grandma. You know, my grandma, she was ill for a long time, and I wanted something to be just, you know, to help almost like immediately, you know, family and wanting to help people and all of that. And I realized that that could be the way. So I went to get information. I got a demo. And you know what? I felt like in heaven. The first session was so beautiful. I said to myself, I want to learn Reiki. And the journey started. Chinese medicine and Reiki in parallel, you know. So, but the main reason was to be of service and mainly to be of help to my grandmother. And that was really the main reason to embrace healing arts.
So you were just really overwhelmed with your first treatment in Reiki and felt something you've never felt before?
Oh, yes. It was just like being levitating, you know, when even you can feel like this when you are in the moment, when you are receiving the grace of God, when you are dwelling in that breath of God, you know, meditating, cooking, gardening, you know, you can actually get there, you know. But and Reiki, I never been, and you know, maybe cooking, I never cooked in the moment, I never did in the moment. So when I had that session, I really felt in the moment and being like lifted, and not just in that sensation in the body, but in my emotions, my mental aspect. Everything was in the positive. And so when I got out from that table, I was so marveled with what a simple lay on hands on someone can obtain such great results from the heart. And so when I decided to learn was mainly to be able to feel that more than for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, for whenever I would like the balance and the connection to the source, that immediately just go there by simply allowing the energy from the source, from the universe, to run to me, through me, and to other people, and to situations, and to whatever my intention is. And so I did. I had a master from Canada. I was in Portugal. In Portugal at that time, I'm speaking about 1997, or maybe 1996, there were very, very few masters, Reiki masters. And I had the opportunity to go to the center, Reiki Center, where they would receive masters from other countries. And this teacher, he was from Canada. And I had my first level of Reiki. And the first hug I received from him after the class, that he hugged everybody. It was just like, you know, heart to heart. It's a magnificent hug because it's the heart which has even more than the brain, the electrical magnetic field is huge. And when the intention is pure, is coming from the heart, it can produce miracles. Well, we call miracle, which is natural when God made us. but yeah, that heart to heart, I will never forget that hug. Hugs are so important.
So that first experience with Reiki really set you on a path to try and embrace that beautiful energy that you felt and share it with others.
Indeed. That was, for me, one of the best parts of my life. And then after Reiki 1, I could do self-healing. And that's the purpose. The main purpose for level 1 is for self-healing. And what I respect when teaching Reiki is not to give, we are all unique. And in my uniqueness, you know, I have my way of thinking because it worked for me. 21 days of self-healing and not to teach Reiki 1 and 2 all together in a weekend. Because when I process slow, and we all are different. And so I kept religiously, as in an expression, every day I would do the self-healing for 21 days. And what happened during the 21 days, not even finished, I had the Kundalini awakening. And that also marked me forever.
Wow.
Kundalini is the serpent that, serpent in the symbolism, that we have coiled at the tailbone. And when all of the chakras, which are the wheels of energy, chakras, a Sanskrit word for a wheel of energy, and the seven major centers, so the root, the sacred, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown, when all of these chakras are cleared, then that energy that is kept in the tailbone, called Kundalini, will rise up through two channels, Pingala, I forget the other one, but they crisscross the main channel that is Sushumna, and Ida, and Pingala. And so they intertwine and crossing all of the chakras until they get to the crown chakra and connect to source.
And then you're at another level.
My God, it's an explosion. It's just like a volcano. And I had that because my back was not doing good, and I asked God, please relieve my pain. And I had that experience saying, oh, my God, you must be Kundalini. And so the heat was so intense that automatically I start to brush myself, as in energetically, and then temperature went to normal. But after that, darling, the experience was beautiful. I was self-confident. I was strong. My attitude was positive. I could see rainbows everywhere. I could see the possibility for thousands of things to be and to be done. And actually, to be out there in all of my self-power and self-transformation with that intent to pass it on to other people.
What a story. What a story. I know I had, we have so much within us that is untapped that we do not realize. Because it's for many people, they've never heard of anything like that. One of the quotes that I just read the other day, which I thought was so beautiful, was by a person by the name of Emmanuel. And the quote is, "A healer reminds the cells of the body that they are perfect love."
That's awesome.
I just thought that was so beautiful. And I think that's basically what energy does. It's just bringing this love in and transferring everything in our body, bringing out the love that's already there. Now, after Reiki, you got interested in sound, in sacred sound healing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, sacred sound healing is very interesting because I have to say that since I was very little, I was so shy, Darlene, that my people, my family, even my family was hard to grab, to take a word off of my mouth. You know, I was like, I wouldn't talk, you know, and especially if I, not family, but also with other people. So, but anyways, and singing, I wouldn't sing. I would like to listen to music, but I was not a kid to be singing all the time, you know. And I don't know why, but the thing is that I grew up listening to music, loving music, but never to sing. So one day when doing a tour with Italian people, they made me sing. Can you believe this? I said, Christine, you have to sing a Portuguese song, and we would like to listen to you. And okay, I'll do that. And I did, and the people, oh, my God, Christine, you have such beautiful voice. Why don't you sing more? And for me, it was just like, okay, well, step number one, right? And so, but when coming over here to the United States and when meeting Chuck, he taught me how to do toning and overtoning, harmonics. So these are the terms for when you tone, like you say, ah, and you do like, ah. And by the way, this is a sacred, God's sacred sound for the heart, is the ah. And when you do a harmonic or overtoning, you keep the fundamental and you'll hear the above harmonics. And you can go like this. And
wow.
thank you. The harmonics are the ones that can transform everything within the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. The intention, when you set an intention and you tone that, the carrier wave, so the sound is the carrier wave for your intention. And so as you breathe in, there's a still point in between the breathing out, breathing in, and breathing out. So in that still point, you set the intention, and when breathing out, you do the sound. And it really shifts energy at all these levels, and you can attain huge intuition, clear mind. It influences the glands, all of your organs, all of your tissue, and the trillion cells. And it goes deep in all of your being. And when Chuck taught me on how to do harmonics, I was so marveled that I will use that in all of my meditation, in all of my free time. And when I saw that on the internet, Jonathan Goldman, okay, this is going to be another step because I would love to learn some more about sound. And I flew to Colorado. That was in 2007. And I got there, and there were about 80 participants, not just American, but from all over the world. And we were 9 days together in the spirit of the sacred sound, in the spirit of the sound current. Sound current is a term for when you are so embedded in the breath of God that you allow that sound to go to places that you've never been before. It means like when you are dancing and you are in the breath of God, you dance like you never danced in your life. And this means that you are so connected that you are allowed to be your authentic self, to be your true self, to be your dreams, your desires. And there's no obstacle whatsoever that can end that. And when
wow.
you do the sound current, you go to other dimensions. And I am in another dimension when I am in that space. And again, like I did with Reiki, and I'm still doing with Reiki, it is my desire to share this with people. Because sacred sound healing, we have that in instruments. You have Tibetan bowls, crystal bowls, tuning forks. You have so much out there. But the voice, for me, is the real instrument that God gave us all to use. Is light. You don't need to have any bag to put it into because you carry it. You don't need to spend any more extra money because the voice is with you at all times. And which I mean that the voice is beautiful when it's used. When people say you cannot sing, it's not true. And everybody can use their voice to their self-transformation and self-empowerment.
That is really exciting to know that we have something within us that can make a huge difference in our health and empower us so much. And I always wondered about that, the fact that now so many people are talking less and texting more and not using their voice. So, in other words, just by not using your voice in general conversation with people, does that really prevent you from getting in contact with your true identity?
I don't think so. Here, Chuck has something to say.
I was just listening so intently to you girls. There's a lots of different paths going up that mountain. The voice is one. It's what moves your soul and to frame the mind that you enter into it with that makes that difference. Here, back to the girls.
Yes, Darlene, I think that, you know, there's time to text, there's time to talk, there's time to do what we desire to do. I know that sometimes it could be a distraction, but if your intent is powerful, I mean, you can put that thing aside, I mean, the phone, and just be, you know. I think that there are spaces for everything. Like, I do know, like the meetups, .com, for instance, where people are so many groups out there that want to expand and want to be together, you know, to form that community spirit, to pass on information, to just share, and to, in this case, to think for the world, think for peace, meditate for peace. And I think that many people are saying about the phone thing, but like the internet. There's internet and internet. There's internet where you can learn and expand yourself, and there's internet if you want just to say silly things, like everything in the world, you know, like papers. They say good things and bad things. So I think it has to be according to discernment of each one of us to come up with what they want to do in life. And maybe, I don't know if it is the right moment, I am doing a meetup.com here at the space where I'm working once a week, Michigan TCM Wellness Center. And sacred sound healing, I have the knowledge now that I entered, you know, in this area at least. There's not so many people doing sacred sound healing because maybe people's consciousness is not ready yet to embrace it. But it is my goal and my intention to pass it on as much as I can. And Emily Libudi, she's the owner of this space. She's an amazing woman. She's an acupuncturist. And her goal here is also to make of this center a great community center and to help and to assist people in their journeys. And so I am doing once a month at the meetup.com here, and it's going to be on the 23rd, a Wednesday at 6:30. And I already have 4 people here, which I'm so happy, that we are going to do the exercises and share and sing to the world and sing for peace and for well-being and wellness in everybody's households in the world and beyond the world.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds really wonderful. Yeah. I know that you've got a number of things going, and we'll get through with the connections at the end of this. What I wanted to get back to is the sacred sound. And you did such beautiful harmonics, but is there some practical exercise that the listeners can do right now that can empower them and bring them to another level?
Absolutely, Darlene. And this is the exercise I learned from Jonathan Goldman. And it is an exercise that will bring you harmony and will bring you harmony and balance and a feeling of great wellness. And that is to tone what he calls sacred vowels. So each of the chakras, so the 7 major chakras, each one of them, there's a vowel that corresponds to that chakra. And I can go through the vowels, okay, so people will go through them. So the root chakra, and I'll do the colors as well, because many people know that each chakra is connected to a color, just like the rainbow, right? And so the root is red, and it's connected to earth. And the sound for the chakra, for that chakra, is oh, you know, like connected, almost like the primitive. You know, it's like when we play the drums, you're so connected to earth as well. So the drum beat and the but now, if we do that, the toning would have to be a prolonged sound. We have to breathe from the diaphragm in order to contain that air, in order then to elongate that that vowel, and it would go like and so I'm just, you know, starting for people to have that connection, the color, the chakra, and the vowel. And then is the sacred, which is right 2 fingers below the navel, and it's color orange, and for creativity. And the sound is ooh. So you say ooh. And as in when toning, we have that chakra, we have that area present and the color and whatever other attribute you want to add to that visualization. And then
okay,
we have
so just just to make sure that we're on the same page over here, can you spell what you're doing phonetically? Is that to make sure we're hearing the right sound? Is that like EW or EL?
Okay, the R, the R is UH. It's like cup, like C.
Okay.
C. Cup. Okay.
And for the sacral?
The sacral is U, and U. It's
That would be good. Okay.
And then the solar plexus. So I said ooh, and then solar plexus is like in OH.
Okay.
And then the heart chakra is ah, A H. Throat is I, as in I, okay? And then the third eye is A, not I, A, like A-Y. And then the crown is E. ending EE.
So if somebody just went through all those sounds at the beginning of their day, is that a way to align all their chakras?
Yes, Arlene, exactly. As in the morning, like I do it in the shower. I mean, Jack usually says, "Oh my God, who's in there?" And I always tell him, I always do, and even the deep sounds, you know, "Oh my God, is there a monk in the shower?" But anyways, it's a transformation actually when you do the different pitches of voice, you know, and it's fun too. So during the shower, if that pleases you, and you can do, and then repeat, okay? Or you can repeat for the each chakra 3 times, okay? Or 7 times, according to your time. It would be wonderful if you just have a minute, just do that. The with the intention. Because when sound is made with intention, that is powerful. It is.
So again,
actually,
as you were saying, it's when you breathe in, you set the intention so that it's in the sound that flows out.
Exactly. Yes. And
okay.
The two formulas. I'm sorry, Darlene.
If somebody just wanted to concentrate, let's say if they felt a little spacey and they wanted to, you know, really root themselves and get grounded, then they work on the sound only for the root chakra.
Yeah.
And if somebody wanted to open up the heart, then you do that. Okay.
Even if they sigh, like you know, what you did, you know, take a breath in. And it's so like, don't you feel at ease?
I do. That really does.
It's pleasant, you know. It's just like, I feel so much
So that's a great exercise that someone who's not familiar at all with the sacred sound and how sound affects our body can just practice and feel for themselves what effect that has.
And you can do that individually, or if you are at a party and if people are a little down and you want just to lift up everybody, okay, guys, let's do these sounds. And, there's a way to introduce these sounds to everybody. Say, "Oh, my God, I feel so much better," you know. And and then the secret for all this is that when you do sound, it's absolutely needed silence. Because as the sound is being done, there's lots of things moving in our beings, lots of energy moving. And as you finish the toning, then you become silent, witnessing. So you stay still in the present moment, and you're just witnessing for about 2 minutes, you know, or 5 minutes, according to your time. But that's needed in order for the sound and the body, all of our layers of energy, to stabilize with the power of the sound.
Wow, that's important. Just to listen and be aware of what's happening in the body after you go through the sound. Great, great tip. Now, I know, boy, there's so very much that we could talk just about how important sound is and how it can affect our body in different ways. But I know that you also have experience in reflexology, and we haven't even talked about that at all.
Go ahead.
Can you tell us, just tell us a little bit about the reflexology and if you could give us any specific tips on how we can use that, maybe for something like helping with a headache or sinuses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Reflexology, it was something that came to me, I think was after... I don't know if it was after the sound or before, but anyways, it doesn't matter. What matters is that I was pulled to this modality because the feet are amazing. We are all amazing, but the feet, they carry us. And there's about over 7,000 nerve endings in our feet. And so I thought that that was magnificent on its own, and that reflexology is so also, it's easy for the person, if the person wants to lay on the table and just feel the stimulation and for the feet to be tonified and all of that, and without taking off their clothes. So it's very comfortable as well. So the person can sleep all through the session without moving, turning over, and this and that. And because it has got the effect as a stress reliever and to spread wellness all over the body. Because when you talk reflexology, the word itself reflects. It means specific areas. So to do reflexology, you have to apply certain pressure on certain areas of the feet that are connected to organs, to body systems, to glands, and then, of course, the feet itself for all of the tendons and the muscles and everything that addresses the feet on their own. And so when you do that, as you work on the feet and when doing that pressure, there's an electric current, because we are electrical beings, right? So there's a signal when that pressure is done, for instance, on the big toe. Right in the middle of the big toe, there's the pituitary gland. And when you do that, there's this signal that goes right into the area that you're working, right to the pituitary. So as you apply that pressure, you are working. Could be sluggish. It could need some activation. And so when you do that on that specific area, the body, that part of the body is feeling it. So can you imagine as you have 1 hour of reflexology and every tiny little part of your body is being moved by just that pressure of your thumbs or your knuckles or whatever the hand you are using in order to enhance the wellness in the person. And actually, there are some people who are so sensitive that it's, oh, my God, Christina, you just touched there and like an electrical current went up my leg and straight to my liver, you know, and then can actually describe what they are feeling. And so I have had many good results with reflexology for headaches, sinuses. And so the sinuses is right all the toes, including the big toe, right to stimulate those areas. If you have a headache, where I just sat on the pituitary, and the headache will go, you know. And also, if you want to work the spine, starting from the upper part of the toe on the side, going down all that area up to the ankle. All that is the spine, and you go through all the vertebrae, through all the areas of the spine that will, if it's obstructed somehow, it will enhance well-being, and you can feel
it. Wow. So just go from the top of the toe and then just follow along down foot up to the ankle, and that will help alleviate problems with the spine.
Yes.
Oh, that is very, very good to know. You're not going to believe this, but we are just about out of time.
So,
it has gone by very, very fast. And I know a couple of the things that I wanted to make sure to get in. One was that both you and Chuck really have a strong desire to bring people together in community and to celebrate life and support one another, so that you hold monthly drumming in flute circles,
yes,
allowing everyone to express themselves through dancing and chanting and playing percussion instruments and shining their light. If someone was interested in that, where would they contact you?
Well, I have a website, and they can always go to www.lightnessofbeing.com.
Okay, so that's www.lightnessofbeing.com.
Exactly, correct, darling. And
okay.
So they go to the event page, and all of the dates are there, and the phone numbers, all the contacts are there.
Right on that. Okay. And I know that if someone were really interested in pursuing the flute or finding more information about that, that Chuck also has his own website, www.magicwindflutes.com. Is that right?
It is correct. Yes.
My phone number is in there.
And Chuck's phone number is in there as well.
Okay, that's great. And I know quickly you have a Reiki 1 class that's coming up on March 19th and at the Michigan Wellness Center that you work at, the Traditional Chinese Medicine Wellness Center. You have a grand opening coming up on the 9th of April. And then also, which we didn't even talk about, the Beamer machine, you have a presentation on that. If people went to your website on lightnessofbeing.com, can they get information on that or information on how to contact you further?
Yes, they can go through there. And also, if they type www.tfavy.beamergroup.com.
Okay. Well, Christina, it sounds like we could have used 2.5 hours because we didn't even scratch the surface of how, you know, the expertise that you have with the sound medicine and with Reiki and with reflexology. So just want to really thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your tips with us, and just wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Darlene. It's been a pleasure being with you and Chuck here next to me. It's been wonderful. And thank you again for inviting me to your show. And best wishes.
Okay.
For
we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.
And next, wow, that really went by fast. We did want to feature a nonprofit, and this month we're going to be featuring the Urban League of Detroit. And with us to talk about the Urban League and exactly what it does and how it benefits the area, we have Roselda Johnson. Roselda, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, Darlene Sella.
Hi. So glad that you are here. Can you just tell us a little bit about the Urban League of Detroit and Southeastern Michigan and what it does and what opportunities it offers?
Certainly. We were established in 1916, and we place a strong emphasis on youth and education initiatives, and also workforce development, job training, and employment counseling.
That is really a big order.
Yes, it is.
Do you have success stories that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, just the other day I was speaking with a person who works at a local bank, and she's actually an executive there, And she was asking about our programs, and I was telling her that one of our programs is a mature workers program where we have adults that are 55 years and up, and they may be in a position where they're trying to re-enter the workforce and, you know, just have a purpose. And she said that her father actually is 75 years old now, and he was in our mature worker program. And prior to that, his health was failing. He didn't really want to get up and, you know, do anything. He didn't feel like, you know, that there was anything out there for him at his age. And so we brought him into the program, gave him the tools he needed, placed him at a local library where he could interact with people and youth and all types of individuals. And now the library has hired him, and his health has improved significantly. And he feels now that he has a purpose for getting up, and he is so excited that he came through the Urban League of Detroit and Southeastern Michigan's Mature Workers Program.
That is fantastic. You know, really giving somebody purpose that at that age, sometimes they don't know that they have those options.
This is true. And so we believe also in community spirit. That's really the thread that goes through our organization of giving and assisting individuals where they are, as they are, to make them whole again.
Wow. Now, what's the most exciting thing that's happening right now?
Well, we were established in 1916, so it's 2016, and we're celebrating our 100-year anniversary, and we're very excited about that. So all year, we're celebrating 100 years, and we're starting off with one of our signature programs, which is a dinner, and it's going to be March 17th at the Rensen. And it's a salute to distinguished warriors. So we identify individuals who have given back in the community that maybe are sometimes our unsung heroes. And so we're celebrating their works and their life and just giving back to the community. So the public is invited to come. There's tickets available, and we would love to have folks join us for this wonderful celebration.
And if they wanted to join you, how do they contact you?
Well, they would simply, they could call us. They could call me directly. I'll give you my direct phone number, which is 313-831-5573. That's 313-831-5573, or you can go to our website, which is www.detroitdetliguewouldspellitout.org.
That's wonderful. 313-831-5573. If they wanted to participate in the March 17th event or get more information from you, or go to the website.
Yes.
Wow. Is there any other way? It is so good to hear about the good news of what's happening around the metropolitan area of Detroit. And like you said, there's so many wonderful things out there that we just don't hear on the news that never make it, but make a tremendous difference in the lives, not only of the people in this area, but actually around the world, because you're just lifting everyone up by the service work that you do.
Yes, we are.
So we are so very, very grateful for that. Is there any other way we can support you in your mission?
Absolutely. We're in the Albert Kahn House, which is located at 208 Mack Avenue in Detroit. It's just east of Woodward. And we have a fabulous ballroom there. So if anyone's looking to have a baby shower, bridal shower, birthday party, or want to have a seminar or a presentation or focus group, they're welcome to use our ballroom. We understand that Diana Ross may have danced in the ballroom, And also, this is an Albert Kahn designed home, and he actually designed this home for himself. So we would give everyone who comes a grand tour, and we're looking for volunteers to help us, you know, possibly with gardening. There's a beautiful garden attached. We have some work that needs to be done. It was built in 1907, and so if there's someone who's handy who would like to assist us, or if there's someone who's in need of the ballroom, it's fabulous. It's just a fabulous space, and comes with a kitchen and parking in the back. And we encourage folks to, you know, come and join us and learn more about the Urban League.
Wow. And if they were interested in pursuing that, they would use the same 313 number?
Yes. They could call me directly. I would be honored to talk with anyone who has an interest, or we'd just love to come and maybe take a tour of the building.
Well, that is wonderful. Good news. I've learned an awful lot, and I've lived here all my life and didn't know about the Urban League or about what you do and the beautiful ballroom that you have that's available for renting. Thank you so much, Roselda, for being with us today, and we do wish you best of luck in your mission and continued success in all that you do for the city of Detroit and the surrounding area.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Okay, we only have a few more minutes left, and I want to thank everybody for being with us today and hope that you received some tips and tools to help you navigate through the ever-changing, challenging times that we have right now. Just wanted to mention a very quick note that I will be hosting a spring equinox celebration on Saturday, March 19th. We just had the total solar eclipse yesterday, and we'll have a lunar eclipse coming up on the 23rd, and sandwiched in between that is this powerful celebration of spring. So if you're interested, you can contact me at my website, www.highervisionfitness.com, or email me at darstar1@sbcglobal.net. Or if you want more information about anything that you had heard during the program today. It has been so wonderful to have you join with us. I want to thank both Christina and Roselda for joining us on Journey to Oneness, and also Chuck Pavey for setting the tone for the whole hour with his extraordinary flute playing. In the meantime, until we connect again, just remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, remember that you are love. Namaste.